You're listening to SBS News.
Under authority of Parts 3 and 4 of Article 69 of the Russian Criminal Code, for the totality of crimes committed, by the way of partial addition, Brittany Griner is conclusively sentenced to 9 years in prison and to a fine of 1 million rubles.
That's Russian judge Anna Sodnikova sentencing US basketball star Brittany Griner to jail and fining her the equivalent of over 23,000 Australian dollars. Griner, recognised as one of the greatest players in WNBA history, has been detained since mid-February after police said they found vape cartridges containing cannabis oil in her luggage upon landing at Moscow's International Airport. She said she had no intention to break the law, but prosecutors insisted that Griner packed the cannabis oil deliberately. The verdict ended a politically charged trial that came amid soaring tensions between Moscow and Washington and could lead to a high-stakes prisoner exchange between the two world powers. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to accept a deal under which Griner and Paul Whelan would go free, Whelan being an American imprisoned in Russia on an espionage conviction. It's thought they'd be traded for a notorious arms trader, Victor Bout, who is serving a prison sentence in the USA. Following the sentencing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre did not mince words.
Russia is wrongfully detaining Brittany. She never should have had to endure a trial in the first place. We have repeatedly called for Russia to release her immediately so she can be with her wife, loved ones, friends, and teammates. Under President Biden's direction, the U.S. government continues to work aggressively, pursuing every avenue to bring home Brittany, Paul Whelan, and every American held hostage and wrongfully detained around the world.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby followed Ms. Jean-Pierre, saying President Joe Biden is personally involved in the talks to release Griner and bring her home. Without mentioning Victor Bout, he told reporters that Russia should be taking the offer of a prisoner swap seriously.
What I can tell you is that we put forth a serious proposal. And I know everybody is making some assumptions here about what that proposal is. I won't go into detail about it. But it's a serious proposal. We urge them to accept it. They should have accepted it weeks ago when we first made it.
Elizabeth Rood, the Deputy Chief of Mission at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, says their staff will continue to work for Griner's release. She says the verdict is a miscarriage of justice.
The U.S. Department of State has determined that Ms. Griner was wrongfully detained. Nothing in today's decision changes that determination. Together with consular officers from the U.S. Embassy here in Moscow, I attended every session of Ms. Griner's trial. We will continue to be closely engaged in this case. We will remain in frequent contact with Ms. Griner and with her legal team.
And Brittany Griner's lawyer, Maria Blagovolina, admits they were taken aback by the verdict and the sentence.
Of course, we will appeal against the verdict. Of course, we don't agree. We are very surprised and disappointed by the decision of the Khimki court today.
And reverting to English for the benefit of American reporters covering the case, she described Griner's emotional state.
She's very obsessed, very upset, very stressed, and she is, well, she can hardly talk, honestly, so it's a difficult time for her.
Under Russian law, Griner has 10 days to appeal, and her lawyers say they expect a hearing in Moscow Regional Court next week. Asked if Griner could ask for pardon from President Vladimir Putin, Ms. Blagovolina says they would consider every possibility, but the lawyers say they're not part of any discussions about a prisoner swap. Alan Lee, SBS News.